Bonjour tout le monde, bienvenue à ce défi de la prononciation avec moi. Je suis Céleste et aujourd'hui c'est un jour idéal pour faire un défi. Ah, désolé, sorry, I forgot to switch back into English mode. Okay, so today's video is about love and romance, or l'amour en français, so I just can't help speaking in French. Or maybe it's because I just finished my midterms this morning, and as a French major, I've read a lot of literary works about the philosophy of love. But it seems to me that no one could ever define what love truly is, and how we search for our other half. In this video, we will be looking at the four love types, including the explorer, the builder, the director, and the negotiator. Personally, I think I'm sort of in between a builder and a director, whereas my partner is an 100% negotiator. So can you guys figure out your love types? Let me know in the comment section below, and before we watch this video, let's take a look at our sentence. Okay, so here it goes. Let's remove those rose-tinted glasses that romanticize love and take a look at soulmates in a more scientific light. Okay, one more time. Let's remove those rose-tinted glasses that romanticize love and take a look at soulmates in a more scientific light. 好，那今天这个句子呢，我只会把它分成三段。第一段是 Let's remove those rose-tinted glasses that romanticize love， 后面停顿一下。第二段是 And take a look at soulmates， 停顿一下。接下来第三段是 In a more scientific light。OK， 所以我自己的话断句是会断在这边。那我们来看发音的部分，首先第二个字 let's remove， remove 这个字虽然是 R E 开头，可是我会念成 R R remove。 那接下来的 rose tinted glasses， rose tinted glasses， rose tinted 它后面是 ED， 所以它后面的 ED 要念 rose tinted， rose tinted， 然后 glassesglasses， 然后 glasses 后面的 that 它的 t 可以弱化，因为后面是接 romanticize， r 是那个子音嘛，所以 that romanticizes， romanticizes， 那 romanticize 你如果念快一点可以变成 romanticize， romanticize， 就是它的 t 也变得比较弱，那甚至可以不用念出来，可是看个人啦。好，那下一段的 and take a look atAnd take a look at， 有没有发现我的 and 的 d 其实没有念出来，我会直接念 and， and take a look at， 就是等于是 and 的 d 跟 take 的 t 它们合并在一起了， and take a look at， 然后 take a look at 要连音连在一起，然后接下来看最后一段的 in a more scientific light， in 跟 a 也要连音， in a， in a， more scientific light，那这个 light 它的 t 我也会弱化或者是省略不念。 OK， 所以整句念下来就会是 Let's remove those rose tinted glasses that romanticize love and take a look at soulmates in a more scientific light。 那这边的 in a more scientific light 它其实指的是以科学的角度去看待或解释一件事情，也就是说 from a scientific perspective。 举例来说，Could you explain what love is from a scientific light? 你可以用科学的角度去解释爱是什么吗？ OK， 应该没有人有办法齁。所以这边的 scientific light 并不是科学的灯光啊，还是什么实验室的灯光，它其实就是以科学的角度。好，那我们接下来就看到单字的部分。首先第一个单字是 remove， remove。Remove 就是移开、去除或者是调动的意思。诶，调动嘛，对啦，调动。好 ，For example, I need you to remove your shoes before you enter this room. 在进这间房间之前，请先脱鞋。所以这边的 remove your shoes 就是 take off your shoes。OK， 那我们接下来看第二个算是片语，就是 rose tinted glasses。Rose tinted glasses。Rose tinted glasses， 它就是直翻的话是玫瑰色的眼镜。那其实它的意思就是只看到事情好的那一面，或者是过度乐观的看待问题。For example， Sometimes it's rather dangerous to see the world with rose-tinted glasses. You might not be able to face the harsh reality.
有时候如果你只看这个世界美好的一面其实是很危险的。你可能会没办法面对残酷的现实。
So if you're the kind of person who sees this world in rose-tinted glasses, that means you're a person who is optimistic and that you're a glass half-full person.
什么是 glass half full person 呢？就是如果你今天看到半杯水，你会觉得它还有一半的水，还是你会觉得它少了一半的水？如果你是觉得它还有一半的水的话，就表示你比较乐观，你比较 optimistic。那如果你觉得它只剩下一半的话，就表示你可能比较悲观，就是比较 pessimistic。
好，所以这边的glass half full person 其实就是 a person who sees this world with rose-tinted glasses。
那 rose-tinted glasses 这个说法，它其实是来自一首法文歌，叫做 La Vie en Rose。如果有看过 A Star Is Born 的人，应该就知道这首歌 Lady Gaga 在里面有唱。那很有趣的是 ，Lady Gaga 跟 Bradley Cooper 他们在戏外第一次见面的时候，正好也是 Lady Gaga 在表演这首歌的时候被 Bradley Cooper 相中，然后 Bradley Cooper 那时候就决定要请 Lady Gaga 来演 A Star Is Born 这个电影。
好，好像聊太多天了吼，那我们再继续看下一个单字，就是 romanticize。
Romanticize 就是把一个人或一件事情浪漫化或者是理想化。For example,
you need to stop romanticizing every person you meet and start accepting the fact that everyone has their imperfections.
不要再把你遇到的每一个人理想化了，你要接受每个人都有自己的缺点。
So the same rules apply in a romantic relationship. 那 romanticize something 其实跟 perceive the world with rose-tinted glasses 这种概念很像，就是过度理想化，去浪漫化一件事情，然后没有看到它不好的那一面。
OK, 那我们接下来看今天的最后一个单字，就是 soulmate.
Soulmate.
Soulmate 它可以是灵魂伴侣，那也可以是你的知音或者是知己，所以不一定是指恋人或者是伴侣，它也可以是你非常非常好，非常了解你的朋友。
For example, people don't often end up spending their lives with their soulmates.
C'est la vie. 人们最后共度余生的人往往不是自己的伴侣，这就是人生。 OK, c'est la vie.不过如果你们已经找到自己的灵魂伴侣，而且已经生活在一起或者是结婚的话，那很棒，恭喜你们。
So I guess that's all for today. Thank you guys for listening and please remember to leave comments and make a recording for today's challenge and you might even find me in the comment section. Oh, and we talked about the four love types in the opening, right? Now if you have no idea what these mean, you must go see the video. If you're using the VoiceTube application, just go to the top corner on the right and click on the play button.
点进去之后你就可以看到整部影片咯。
Okay, so I'll see you guys later. Salut!